This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The world isn't wide enough. Get immersed in the expansive views of the 48-inch customizable panoramic display in the all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid. Explore more at lincoln.com. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
What's upset you now?
I just got back from Bedfordshire. I was visiting my family, and I was actually meant to stay the night last night. I ended up getting a car home back to London because I went to check into this like B&B, terrifying. And they said check-in time. So I was like, okay, but I'm checking in at like 9 o'clock at night. But normal check-in time's 3. So I was past that. I was like, hang on a minute. Check-in time, 3 o'clock, is mental anyway. And they said, yeah, check-out time is 10 a.m.
Oh,
and I was
no.
So... No. But yeah, so I was so livid about it that I got a car home, like, in the middle of the night, just so I didn't have to wake up at 10 a.m. But then I forgot I had to do this podcast, so I had to wake up at 10 anyway.
So 10 a.m. check-out is unacceptable.
It's disgusting.
Like breakfast starts at 6 and ends at 8:30.
Yeah, it's so unfair because check-ins are like 3 o'clock now, like 2-3 o'clock. How is that fair? There's no time for the vibe.
Like, I stayed at a guest house in Edinburgh, and I'm going to throw them under the bus because I can't believe that they are still in business the way they were operating. Their breakfast,
yeah, and it's someone's house, terrifying.
Finished at 9 a.m. And at 10 to 9, the woman who owned the Armadillo Guest House, I'm going to name and shame them, came into our room to tell us that breakfast was about to finish. That is not okay. No, You're not my mum.
No. Yeah. You go, oh, okay, well, past that time, could you just do me like a little croissant or an apple? Yeah. And they can't wait to say no.
Oh, God.
Service. Sorry, just quickly, speaking of service, this is absolutely unacceptable. This happened to me yesterday, right? In a cafe in Edinburgh, I ordered a jacket potato. Half an hour later, it still hadn't come. Half an hour. 30 minutes.
I was getting, I hadn't eaten all day.
Jacket potato. A jacket potato is not something that should be cooked fresh, is it? You're not ordering a jacket potato. I'll just stick that in the oven. You need to have that half, three-quarter cooked already and then finish it off when someone orders it.
But were they showing off about the fact that, like, was it one of those, was it because it was fresh that it took so long?
No, it was because they were useless. That's what it was. And I don't know if you're like me, I get so stressed and I hadn't eaten, so I was hangry. And I thought, if I sort of lose this, I'm going to burn the cafe down. So I can't lose it.
I've seen you still be hangry after a three-course meal. You're the only person I know where the hangerness does, or the hanger doesn't subside after eating. It's all right, he's just hangry. I've just seen him eat a steak.
He's always eating something a little bit like childish as well, like cereal or something. You can't like show hanger before cereal.
Listen to me. I love cereal. Nothing wrong with cereal. So I go up to them, and you know when you're I don't know what to do. I'm trying to control myself. But because I'm trying to control myself, it means that what I'm saying is just so overly passive-aggressive. I went up to them and I said, excuse me. I was trying to be polite and I went, excuse me. I don't really know how to say this. I ordered, in fact, I paid money for a jacket potato 30 minutes ago. And I was just wondering, would it be totally out of the question if I could have it?
I love a bit of that.
Oh, my God. You can't speak like that. Just say, hi, sorry, I ordered a jacket potato half an hour ago. Do you know when roughly it's going to be here?
There's always the fear that there's going to be some sort of meddling with the food. You always try and sort of like, oh, hi, is there any news on the jacket potato I ordered 45 minutes ago?
It took you half an hour to say that. So you've added another half an hour on to the jacket potato coming. Just be like, hi, I'm ordered a jacket potato. Do you know when it's coming? Boom, done. You spend half an hour kind of like... Passive aggressive question.
The reason that was is because I hadn't eaten. I was so tired that I'd lost the sense of time, and I didn't know whether, like, I had been waiting that long or not. So I saw the couple. I saw the couple, that were behind me in the queue, and I saw them sat down. So I went up to them. And I said, I'm really sorry. I saw that you were behind me in the queue. Have you ordered food?
Oh, sure. And
bloody hell, like getting allies involved. Getting the whole cafe to gang up on the poor owner. 18 months shut, not being able to earn any money. Now, all of a sudden, you've gone in there bullying her with all the other customers.
People involved, like, that is mental. They're just trying to... They've got their food, sitting eating their toasty in peace.
Do you remember we went for a roast dinner in Edinburgh and it was like the first time they'd ever cooked one?
Is that not a thing in Edinburgh, roast?
There's no way whoever cooked that roast dinner had ever done it before. I don't know, chips? They'd have chips with a roast dinner?
It's no, like... ketchup. Ketchup with your roast
beef. I don't know. Such a random... I wish I'd taken a picture of it. I can't remember what was on there, but it was not the usual components that one would expect to have.
Roast dinners are so hit and miss, though, aren't they? Because I get really terrified of ordering a roast in a restaurant, because if it's not the roast that I have conjured up in my mind that morning, hungover, going, right, I'm going to go to the pub, I'm going to have the most beautiful roast. If it isn't that, then, yeah, I will be kicking off.
Yeah, like undercooked roast potatoes.
Yeah, no, oh my God. And they've been sat out there for hours.
Not good.
The minibar situation is, I cannot even... right, OK. Decide whether you're going to have a minibar or not. Don't put one of those like empty cupboards, like these cupboards that you look at it and you go, there we go, the cupboard of dreams. You open it and it's empty. It's a fake minibar. I'm very, very upset. What is the point of that?
Disappointment in modern life than an empty minibar. Got a minibar.
What are they trying to do to me? Like, it is the most... And, oh, my God, once I was doing this job, I know, not too show busy. When I was doing the jungle, I had to go and stay in this... I had to, like, be hidden away from the world for, like, 10 days. And I thought, right, great. This is honestly the truth. I thought, right, great, this is going to be great. I've got my hotel, I've got my minibar. I'm just going to live off the minibar every day. And I went to open it, and production had literally put a lock and a bolt on all of the stuff, so I couldn't get to it. And I went downstairs to reception.
That's amazing.
I went down to reception and I went, sorry, could you unlock my minibar? Because I just thought that was normal, that you had to kind of get someone to come and take the padlock off. And she went, we've been told by production to keep that on there for you. I was like, what?
Wow.
No one else had a padlock. It was just you.
You said that to me once. I remember when I stayed in a hotel where there was a bottle opener in the bathroom. And I was like, fuck it, there's a bottle opener in this bathroom. Sean was like, yeah, that's only in your room. Have you ever done any minibar replacement? Have you ever sort of like emptied a minibar? Not now, obviously, but like, you know, back in the day, maybe.
I did that on a school trip.
Amazing.
I did that on a school trip. We'd all gone skiing on this school trip. Sounds really posh, actually, but it, It wasn't fun, like skating for 8 hours a day. Skiing as a hobby, don't understand it at all. You know, people that like that go on these ski holidays and like, it's the best thing ever. I'm like, how? Like, no. Like, and they go, yeah, you get really drunk and it's really good. I'm like, how can you get drunk and then snowplow the whole way down a mountain without dying?
Have you ever skied?
I hate.
Absolutely not.
Oh man, I would love to see that.
No,
I would love to see you on a pair of skis.
It's the worst thing ever.
I can imagine Sean on a really old-fashioned pair of skis, like wooden, with a really sort of curly up ends.
Honestly, Sean, skiing for you, like I would pay so much money to watch you ski. You would hate incredible. Every single bit of it. It's the most humiliating experience of your life. Like you go up those like weird little things, your legs are like
so
dangling
scary.
Off. It's so unfit, like it's so not sexy. Like the whole thing, like the outfits aren't sexy. You can't
can
pull
I tell you,
on a ski
can I just
holiday.
Say, can I tell you
it's not sexy
else?
Of your English. If you're like Italian
exactly.
or French, you manage
or
to
French,
make it like,
yeah,
sort of like whizzing down the mountain. And this sort of some fucking English family comes up. One of them gets their trousers caught in the lift as they get off and sort of ends up getting.
By the way, just whilst it's still in my mind, just to go back to that minibar, the fridge and the lock, I also think, right, that, and this applies to all businesses, but I'm aiming it at McDonald's, but it applies to all businesses. As soon as you're shut, as a rule, you have to turn off all the lights.
Oh, God.
Done. There's nothing worse than turning up at McDonald's, thinking it's open. You try to open the door, you don't open, you look up, and the guy mopping just looks at you.
Particularly if it's on the motorway late at night. It's like a modern-day Oasis. You just see the golden arches in the distance. You're
exactly.
like, yes!
Yeah.
And like, if you're still mopping, you're still open.
Exactly!
I'm going to get that on a T-shirt. On the front, if you're still mopping, and then on the back, you're still open.
I know. The amount of times I've like peeked my head through the little doors, like, mate, please, like offering the guy mopping the floor 50 quid to just get me a burger from the back.
That must happen. Black market McDonald's. Like, I bet you there's a number. There is a number that most people will turn that fryer back on for. Waving a bullseye in the window. 50 quid. Just keep this between us two, but come round the side.
No, going back to those ski trips, like, I think about now, I think about that one particular school trip. Like, I still feel sick thinking about it because it was so humiliating. In my head, I was going, yeah, it's going to be great. There's going to be loads of boys. It's going to be, oh, God. I'm going to, like, get a really sexy ski outfit. It's going to be amazing. We're going to get drunk every night. Oh my God. And on the first night, my best mate, Skye, ruined it for everyone because she managed to meet these lads, right? And she like went off, she snuck out the room and she went off with these lads. And the teachers started knocking around, making sure we were all in the room. And they came to our room and they were like, where's Skye? And I was like, I don't know. We didn't want to grass her in. And she'd gone off with these guys. She was missing with these guys for like 24 hours. They'd sent out a full search party and everything. She was absolutely fine. She was fine. Found her in this bar, like with these guys. And from then on, everybody was banned from doing absolutely anything. We weren't allowed to do anything. And I was so jealous of her because she was just laughing because she was like, I've had the best 2 days ever on this holiday. So I could just go home now happy. We just had to be fucking miserable going around these ski slopes with the teachers, like eyes on us like hawks, like couldn't do anything because she'd fucked it up for us all. But she was like, I was so jealous that she did that.
I think that must just happen on every single school ski trip, something like that. On the first day of ours, two of the kids decided to make their own way back down the mountain and they had to send out a search party for them. Can you imagine being a teacher and having to take a load of 14-year-old kids on a ski trip?
But I did this. I was so bored one day. I was like going down the slopes and I thought, do you know what? I've been skiing now, like, well, snow plowing the whole way down for like 6 hours now. I'm so bored. I thought I'm going to have to pretend to injure myself. So I just pretended to fall over and I was like, ow, I've hurt myself. And then I put like a little thing in the boot, like to show that my boot wasn't shut properly. And then the teachers like sat down, they're like, are you all right? And they ended up getting this like massive air ambulance thing, lifting me up, taking it. I was like, oh my God, no, this is so embarrassing. There was nothing wrong with me. I didn't hurt myself at all. And they took me down.
What?
And
Wait. Just confirm that. You got airlifted off of a mountain.
Yes, because I was pretending that I hurt myself. And it was the most embarrassing thing. And then I got down from the mountain, and I had to write a statement about what had happened, how I'd hurt myself. Because I did it when no one was around. I thought, right, no one's looking. I'm just going to like lie on the floor and pretend I've hurt myself. And I had to write a statement and everything. And I had to eventually come clean, because they looked at my boot and they were like, right, we're going to have somebody sacked because your boots aren't on properly. Like there's a fault in the boot. And I thought, oh, my God,
oh no, this has got seriously out of hand.
I know.
Fucking like, ski boot factory in France having to close down because.
And I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to? And I had to come clean, and it was the worst thing I ever had to say. I haven't hurt myself at all. I was just so fucking bored on the mountain, and I had to do something. I was like, oh God! And I got in so much trouble. It was the worst trip ever, and that I think that's why I've been put off skiing. But even so, skiing is a hobby, right? Skiing is a sport. Just leave it at that. Like, don't start making out it's this fun vibe where you drink and have fun. It's bollocks.